AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. In 2 hours, Britain will officially crown King Charles III. It's the UK's first coronation in nearly 70 years.
Crowds in London and viewers around the world will witness the first British coronation since 1953, when Queen Elizabeth II ascended to the throne.
I think the royal family are a symbol of unity for us as a country.
A royal procession will stretch for nearly a mile and a half through the streets here in central London, giving these crowds some who camped out for days, the opportunity to see their newly crowned king.
People from every country. We've spoken to so many people from all over the world. Just amazing.
The ceremony begins at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. in London. An influx of migrants is expected to cross the southern border as a pandemic-era immigration restriction gets lifted.
Well, at the border in Brownsville, Texas, Secretary Mayorkas called the immigration system broken.
The message is very clear. We are coming with the relief that our laws provide to the individuals in need. The border is not open. It has not been open, and it will not be open.
Mayorkas adding the surge of resources and funding continues, including $330 million for NGOs and local communities. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Congressional leaders will meet at the White House on Tuesday for talks about the debt ceiling.
The president insists that Congress first pass a clean debt ceiling extension and then deal with the GOP's demand for budget cuts separately.
It's legitimate. The American people said we like their vision better than ours. Debate the vision.
Mr. Biden points to economists who warn of steep market declines and job losses if the U.S. were to default on its debt for the first time. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
If you're looking for a job, now's a good time to get one. CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us about the latest report from the Labor Department.
Job growth in April blew away estimates and led to the lowest unemployment rate since the 1960s. Hourly wages also were up higher than expected. April saw the largest monthly gain in more than a year.
Well, today is Free Comic Book Day. Here's Marvel Comics writer Howard Mackey.
It's a way to bring in new readership, which the industry struggled with for years. We were originally aiming at 11 and 12-year-old boys. Well, guess what? They grow up. So you're always trying to bring in a new audience.
The day is always held on the first Saturday in May. Well, a lot of celebrating today. You can start your day with a spot of tea as King Charles gets officially crowned and then end it with a mint julep while watching the 149th Kentucky Derby. Post time is 6:57 p.m. Eastern. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely, overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows around 52, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, highs around 65. Scattered thunderstorms likely, tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 55, overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
That's so cool. That's so cool. That's so cool. That's so cool.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
That's so cool. That's so cool. That's so cool. That's so cool.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody doo.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How do we prevent another Gableman? 844-967-2789. Or I guess, worded differently, should there be, you know, when there's taxpayer investigations and taxpayers are footing the bill, should those have a little bit more oversight than they did with Gableman? I think so. I would say yes. 844-967-2789. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, considering that he was hired solely by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And he was allocated $676,000 for this investigation to uncover voter fraud and voter irregularities from the 2020 election. And after 2 years and $2 million in taxpayer money, he didn't find anything.
They did not find anything.
And he got fired.
He did get fired. He did get fired.
Shockingly, by the man who hired him, Robin Voss, because Michael Gableman campaigned for Robin Voss's primary opponent.
Oh, it's not because he didn't find anything.
No, it wasn't because he was bad at his job, apparently, because he wasn't very good at his job.
Or because the investigation wasn't going anywhere.
And didn't find anything. Yeah. So how happy are you that we spent $2 million? It's our money, taxpayer money. And do we want to change this process going forward? Oh, heck no. It worked so well this time around.
And so I think that is the question. You know, I think, you know, you can't go back. You can't change time. What happened, happened.
True.
The money's been paid. I think it's, you know, the funny part is some of it's salary, but some of it's lawsuits because he was so bad at, like, open records requests and actually keeping track of things.
And, like, following the law?
Yeah.
Huh.
But you'd think this embarrassment.
And it should be an embarrassment.
I think for a lot of people, there's obviously some people who from the get-go was like, this is embarrassing. But as it continued, I think there's also Republicans who would say, yeah, this was not a good look.
Yeah, not good.
And so you'd think moving forward, maybe we'd want to change the process. So one person couldn't unilaterally decide we're doing this and we're funding this. That maybe the entire, you know, this should be voted on by both chambers in the Assembly and the State Senate. But apparently, no, we don't. We don't want to do that.
Well,
because
why would we want to do that, Kristen?
And so a motion, and we bring this up because yesterday, a motion to add more oversight two investigations commissioned by the state legislature was voted down after being introduced by Democrats in reaction to Michael Gableman's fruitless look into purported voter fraud during the 2020 election. So the motion would have required a vote by both the Assembly and Senate to approve the hiring of investigators, but it was rejected with little discussion by Republicans who hold the majority in the legislature and on the Joint Finance Committee. And that's the thing. It's, you'd think, I mean, especially as they hold the majority, we're just saying you guys would get to vote on this.
And they hold the majority anyway.
Yeah, it's not that, like, all, we need over two-thirds or something. Like, the Democrats are just saying there should be more voices involved, even if the majority of those voices are Republicans, before these investigations get approved and funded, instead of just having one person saying, well, we're doing this now. And yet, no appetite to do that, apparently. The four Democrats on the committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, Senator Kelda Royce of Madison, who's going to be here at noon today, Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee, and Representative Tip McGuire of Kenosha, introduced the motion in hopes that investigations going forward would have more oversight. But apparently we don't want that. Or at least Republicans in the legislature don't want that.
Because the process is working just great for them.
But is it? I mean, it's not like they had much say over it anyways. I mean, what is the... If all it was saying more, the Assembly and the Senate should vote on this, why would they vote that down? Is it to admit that Robin Voss was wrong for doing what he did? Is it further the embarrassment to acknowledge that, hey, this was mismanaged?
Oh, you might have something there.
I mean, I don't know why else, because I feel like at this point everyone's like, yeah, that was not great. We shouldn't have done that. Nothing was found. He was a caricature of an angry, belligerent man in how he handled himself every time he had to talk in public.
Especially to women.
And it went nowhere and spent a lot of money. And so the fact that they wouldn't want more oversight on something like this is just confusing to me, especially if the roles were reversed, right? And the only reason I can come up with of why they would vote against this or like shoot down a motion so quickly and not even talk about it is we don't talk about those things.
Let's just pretend that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And move on. Let's just move on.
Let's
not live in the past, Kristen.
Let bygones be bygones.
Yes, forward. The motto of Wisconsin, forward.
Andy on the YouTube live stream says, how do we get a refund?
Yeah.
I don't think that's an option, Andy.
That's a really good question, Andy. You know, the best way to get a refund is to vote them out.
Yeah.
That would be the best way to get a refund.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because that is... you'd think the connection would be there as far as what is happening with the budget right now and how much popular parts of Governor Evers' budget has been ripped out. And we've talked about this throughout the week, but basically, you know, there's 500, what was it, the final count?
578.
Of the parts of Governor Evers' budget has been stripped out as they this week are trying to form what their budget will look like. And that's part of the discussion we'll have with State Senator Kelda Royce when she's on at noon. But Dan Schaefer, friend of the show, had a great op-ed in, I think he wrote it for Heartland Signal, talking about... All right, so if we break this down as far as things that are popular, Medicaid expansion, polls at 70% in Wisconsin. Paid leave, polls at 73% in Wisconsin. Lead pipe replacement, polls at 74% across Wisconsin. Marijuana legalization, 64% across Wisconsin. Those are all things that got taken out. And so I think that's sometimes where I don't understand in popular legend, things that are very popular that more like a majority, like a gross majority wants. And when we say things like, well, the only accountability you can have is vote them out. Is it just the, you know, the 46% or whatever that are just like, well, no, I want these guys.
But it comes back to the gerrymandering. Because again, a lot of these elected officials are in seats so safe, they never have to respond to anything their constituents want. And it's been that way, certainly for the last decade, if not the last 15 years.
That's not totally true, because if you think about it, so think about when the total votes come back for assembly and state senate popular votes. And they're not 60. It's not like it's obviously not 60 and 70, because obviously, but it's still closer to 50-50. But so that means there are some Republicans who are in favor of these individual bills, right? If we think just logically, we're in a 50-50 state,
right?
Most of the time, our races for statewide come down to a couple points most of the time. But if this is actually how some of these issues are polling, that means there's a fair amount of Republicans who are then voted and are gerrymandered into those districts that I guess it's just they are in favor of it, but it not in like a trade-off to other things they care more about?
Or going along with your caucus. I have to go along with...
Oh, I'm talking about voters.
Oh.
I'm not the actual... I'm talking about the individual constituents... There's obviously a fair amount who typically vote Republican and yet are in favor of these bills,
right?
But are not swayed by the fact that they continue to not the elected officials continue to not prioritize them at all.
I guess it's just they have an R behind their name,
yeah,
or a D, because there are Democrats who do that too. I just going back to this Gableman thing, I still find it remarkable that they were disputing the results of an election in which they were also elected on the same ballot, and why that wasn't just pounded and pounded and pounded and pounded. If there was voter fraud, which there wasn't, I'd like to know how they affected it just in that one presidential race and not all the other races on the same ballots. It defies logic. It does. It blows my, of course, yeah, it blows my mind. It does.
Yeah. Well, if you can find a good reason as far as why we should not give more oversight into taxpayer investigations, I would love to hear that argument. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. But when we come back, there is some good news. We have to celebrate bipartisanship. When it happens.
On the rare occasions.
There is some election bills that have been proposed. They're kind of boring, but there's something.
Hey.
So we'll go through.
We will celebrate these mini victories.
And so we'll talk about that when we come back. But then also, at 11:30, we're giving away 4 Brewers tickets for Monday night against the Dodgers. I saw the tickets. I saw where the seats are. They're very nice. The Civic Media seats are very, very nice. They're on the club level. It's going to be against the Dodgers. So at 11:30, we're giving away those tickets with a trivia question that we talked about yesterday on the show. It may have something to do with eBay. Just prime your pump. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lowest level off around 54 overnight under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 64. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 58. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Are my babies coming home tomorrow? Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news?
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And happy Friday.
It's so nice out.
It is so nice out. I'm actually quite jealous. So we have friends today who organized a field day for Milwaukee Excellence School. And Mike's there
because
it's going from 12 till 3:30. So obviously I'm going to try to get to the end of it after the show. But Milwaukee Excellence is a charter school in Milwaukee. And there is like soccer and basketball and dodgeball, flag football. And like all the kids are going to play and all the students are going to leave with Adidas goodie bags.
Oh, cool.
And so a bunch of our friends are volunteering and doing that today. And I was bummed that I will not be there, but they could not have a more perfect day for it.
Hopefully tomorrow will be equally nice. The Waukesha Farmers Market kicks off tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. And if you're going to be at the Waukesha Farmers Market tomorrow, make sure you stop at the WAUK booth. Our very own, the wonderful, the one and only Johnny Watermullen will be there. He will have some treats and he will be there to chat. And make sure you stop by and say hi.
It's so funny. So this morning, this is just a name anecdote. So this morning, Todd Elba called Mike Sampson Mark.
Okay.
So I texted him and I said, it's Mike, not Mark. And he goes, oh, sorry. So because he was congratulating us on the baby. But then that's probably karma for the fact that what did Mike, Mike had referred to Johnny as, I think it was like grapefruit or something like that. He called him some, I feel like every time he refers to Johnny, it's some other fruit last name. That I'm like, no, it's watermelon.
It's Watermullen.
It's Watermullen. But he doesn't really correct you when you say watermelon.
No, he doesn't.
And so, but that, farmers markets in general are coming back, which is always exciting.
That, well, it's a sure sign that we are heading in the right direction.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no, I don't know if there's anything in the forecast. There's some rain in the forecast, but nothing that looks like it's really below, like, at least in southeast Wisconsin. It looks like it's going to be at least in the 60s.
Hey, we'll take it.
For a while, for at least the 10-day forecast, which is
perfect.
Perfect. I'm so ready for it to be warm. All right, so on the flip side, you know, we want to celebrate bipartisanship when it happens. And so this week, lawmakers introduced election bills intended to tone down the rhetoric. And I think it's worth at least addressing that there is some bipartisanship on this issue.
And remarkably.
I think it's stuff that it's good. So their bills are still being drafted, but they were released this week, and they would address a range of issues raised since the 2020 election. More could come this fall that could be aimed at state voter rolls. But at least the first one, which I think is incredibly, incredibly important, is protecting local election officials.
Absolutely.
So it would prevent the public from accessing records containing personal identification information.
Like their address?
Mm-hmm. Of election officials or election registrant officials. So it'd be basically they could get their name, city, and state of residence, but not like actual address.
Good.
It would also, and I think this is important, make it a class one felony, which entails a fine of up to $10,000 or imprisonment of up to 3.5 years to intentionally cause bodily harm to an election official.
Good. Even better.
Which I think is, yes.
Those poor people have been working in the background for decades and decades and decades doing a great job until all of this falsity about fraud and put them with targets on their backs. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, absolutely. And then finally, that bill would also provide whistleblower protections for officials who witness and report election fraud or irregularities. And it would also prohibit entitles from discharging, disciplining, or demoting election officials who report or witness election fraud or irregularities.
Hey.
And so, seems like a good start.
It does.
The next one is cost for special elections. Another bill would require the WEC, also known as the Wisconsin Elections Commission, to reimburse counties and municipalities for certain costs incurred in the administration of special primaries and special elections for the offices of governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, state treasurer, attorney general, superintendent of the public. So basically the statewide.
The big ones.
The big ones. And so that's interesting because have we had many special elections for statewide office?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Obviously, there was the recall.
Right.
But I think of the special election we had for mayor when Chevy Johnson got elected. But I think it's been a while since the special election for the big offices.
But the issue is that the local municipalities are on the hook for paying for these, right?
Yep. But yeah, and so there's a handful of other ones, like polling place closures. We'll put this in today's show notes to look a bit a little further. But I think that first one is what I think is very important.
Absolutely.
As far as protecting the people who are just doing their jobs. All right. Well, we aren't going to go to a break, but let's prime the pump for people who want to win 4 tickets. We're going to give it all in one caboodle.
One shot. All 4.
All 4 tickets in the next segment. And the question is, what memorabilia is currently being auctioned on eBay? What Brewers memorabilia
specifically
is being auctioned on eBay? And bonus points if you can tell us how much the asking price is. So 844-967-2789.
The tickets are for Sunday.
No, the tickets are for Monday.
The tickets are for Monday.
The tickets are for Monday, 6:40 p.m., Monday night, May 8th, against the Dodgers. And obviously, as always, we are giving these tickets because of Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew station, WISS Oshkosh Air Support throughout the Fox Valley, as well as WRCE News from the center in Richland Center. So give us a call, 844-967-2789, if you want to win tickets, 4 tickets for Monday night's game. At
locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely, overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows around 52, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely, highs around 65. Scattered thunderstorms likely, tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 55, overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
19. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org. We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Happy Friday. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. It's also Cinco de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Mayo.
So we'll talk more about that because that feels obligatory as far as it is not Mexico's Independence Day.
No, it is not.
It is not.
And we've been celebrating it long enough that
people should know that. But regardless, I feel like that is worth repeating.
Well, yeah, yes. Hey, learning is an ongoing process, Kristen.
And sometimes, apparently, you have to hear something at least 7 times before it sticks in your brain.
I would buy that.
All right. Well, we are giving away Brewers tickets for Monday night against the Dodgers. The game is at 6:40 p.m. We're giving away 4 tickets.
Family four.
And I will say, I got to see the tickets when I was at the game last weekend. And they are nice.
They're good seats.
They are good seats. They are on the club level. So you don't have to deal with as many lines when you're going out and getting a drink. It is in section, if you know the stadium well enough, it's in section 336, rows 2 and 3. They are not shabby. So you should want these tickets. And so we have these, obviously, because you can always listen to the Brewers game, whether it's a home game or an away game, on Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew station, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, which is throughout the Fox Valley. You can also listen to them on WRCE, News from the Center in Richland Center, which if you're not in those
markets,
you can also download the Civic Media app.
So easy.
And then just take it with you. All you have to do is go to your app store, type in Civic Media, it'll pop up, and then you get all of the different stations.
All over the state.
So if there's a different show on a different station, or if you're traveling, you're going up north, you can always take us with you wherever you go. So our question, our trivia question to win these tickets, and we talked about it yesterday with Mr. Paul Noonan.
Yes.
And I had found it because Paul had actually posted it on Twitter. And now I've seen it a few more times across different articles that have been written about it. But there is some really great vintage memorabilia, Brewers memorabilia, that is being auctioned on eBay currently. And we have our first caller.
We do. We have Steve from Milwaukee is on the line. Hey, Steve, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. So do you think you know? Did you listen to the show? Would you know from yesterday? Or are you guessing because you've
seen it somewhere
else?
I usually catch Paul's appearances.
Oh.
Excellent.
Great. Well, that's a good reason to keep bringing him back. And, all right. So what is currently being auctioned off on eBay?
Is it the old racing sausages?
Ding, 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 ding.
Well done, Steve. Bravo.
Bonus points. You get the tickets, but any bonus points for, do you know how much they're asking for them?
Oh, that I don't know.
That's okay. You still get the tickets. But it's
I don't have eBay up right now to check it. So.
$25,000. Which I don't have laying around. Yeah. I feel like some kind of museum needs to buy those. I mean, unless there's a collector who is just... I want to know who currently has them and is like, well, my wife is making me get rid of these.
It's time. I've had them all these years, and it's time to let them go.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Steve. Thank
you
for listening. Don't hang up. Jane's going to get your information. But thanks for being a listener. I hope you have fun. Take a picture and tag Civic Media when you get there.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks so much. So that'll be, yeah, that we were talking about that yesterday. I've seen a couple more, I don't know if Journal Sentinel wrote it up, but I had originally seen it on Paul's Twitter account. And I have so many more questions about the fact of, like, who had this whole time? And what is the cause that they're finally like, well, I have to part ways with these foam racing sausages. I wonder what they smell like. Probably not good. But I want to tip my hat just because this caught my eye this morning. This is on WPR. And as we continue to talk about nobody wants to work anymore and the different bills that continue to be introduced in the legislature around trying to stir the labor force and, you know, get people back to work despite the fact that we have such a low unemployment rate. But regardless, they still want to let 14-year-olds serve alcohol. They want to cut unemployment. They want to cut Medicaid and Badger Care. But turns out Wisconsin's prime working age labor force, so people 25 through 54, the labor participation rate of that age group in Wisconsin is among the highest in the nation. So
isn't that something?
Isn't that something? As so as far as the prime age people that are working, want to be working, are working, at least comparatively to the rest of the country. Yep. And every other state. And I think this goes back to what a lot of us know is like Wisconsinites are hard workers.
We have a really good work ethic.
And so this, again, flies in the face of, it's just another data point along with the unemployment rate as far as, like, we just need more people. Because the other thing that this points out in the article is our lowering participation rate is because people are getting older.
And retiring.
And at a faster, that is the other thing that in Wisconsin, we're aging faster than the national rate. And so as far as people who are of working age working, that is true. But we are, have a lot of old people.
We're getting older quicker.
And there's nothing wrong with that, except as you can attest, you want to retire soon.
Well,
you're not going to be doing this 10 years from now.
Good God, no. As much as I love working with you, and I really do, and I, you know how I love civic media, I'm 63. I've been doing this for 42 years, and I wouldn't mind cutting back on my hours a little bit.
Yeah.
And then ultimately retiring. You know, we're told that your goal, what happened to the golden years where everything is supposed to be wonderful and ducky and you work all your life so you can get to this point and you can enjoy the fruits of your labors?
Totally.
Right?
And so I'm not saying older people need to keep working. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Wisconsin having an aging population. But I am saying that by continuing to try to get juice out of the handful of people who are not necessarily in the labor force to ease the labor shortage is not a winning strategy.
No.
Like, we need to be able to attract more people to move here. And that's a different debate of different policies and different incentives that do that. We can talk about taxes. We can talk about how we get companies here. We can also talk about some of the more social elements that would make Wisconsin a popular place, whether it's schools or transportation or affordable housing. There's a lot of different stuff, but it's not making it harder to get unemployment. It's not ignoring the childcare problem. Because the truth is, this report shows people are working in this state if they can.
I thought we were all lazy scumbags who just don't want to work. And we just want to sit around and collect unemployment, Kristen.
I mean, that's what Tim Michaels thought.
Right? We're just lazy.
We created a class of laziness.
Right. We just want to lay in the hammock and then take a nap.
And then take the hammock down in the winter. But
yeah, well, yeah, yes, because we're good Wisconsin. We're lazy, but we're conscious.
But I just thought that was worth addressing, that we are comparatively doing all right compared to other states. We have a very high labor participation rate of working age people.
And I think it also highlights the need for immigrants.
Yes.
And, you know, our big agricultural section of the economy in Wisconsin is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they need immigrants to work in the fields and on the farms.
Well, I mean, just in general, I think it's even as I say this as a pregnant person, you know, even increasing the birth rate, that's not necessarily helping us within the next 10 years of the, you know, 130,000 people that we're going to lose. Because, yeah, if Wisconsin doesn't improve efforts to attract and retain young people, its working age population could shrink by 130,000 people by the end of this decade. So that's not even 10 years from now. That's 7 years from now.
Wow.
And that was according to Forward Analytics. And so they're trying to solve the wrong problem. And there's just more and more data that shows it's not that people aren't working. It's that we need more people.
One could almost surmise that was an inaccurate portrayal of Wisconsinites, and claiming that we're lazy, just laying around waiting to get our unemployment checks, was merely a ploy to get people to come out to the polls at the election that was last month.
Well, and it plays on a trope, right? It's the same reason. It's interesting because I feel like when you look at the non-binding referendum when it came to should people who are collecting unemployment or getting welfare have to be searching for work, it passed quote unquote passed, even though it didn't necessarily change. It didn't change anything overwhelmingly, but there was not a ton of discussion of like why, you know, Glenn Grothman decided to just claim that as a victory that the Wisconsin voters,
we have a mandate.
Yeah, Wisconsin still is super Republican, but it's like, on the one hand, if that's already what's happening, and it's like an ideological question versus actually asking what should change about the law, because there is nothing that would change about the law, really, in the way that that question was asked. But it just plays on this idea that's been happening since, what, the 80s? That anyone who is getting help, despite the fact that most people who receive SNAP benefits or food stamps or a lot of it are working. So, well, one person who probably will not need food stamps, but is out of a job. Bye-bye, Bud.
Yeah, Coach Bud is out as head of the Bucks.
Yeah. Head coach. And it's interesting because I feel like the calls to fire him under the collapse of losing two games in a row after having a 16-point lead against the Heat, at least the knee-jerk reaction across social media was fire Bud, fire Bud, fire Bud. Then we found out that his brother died.
Yep.
Like right before game four. And now I feel like I see a bunch of gratefulness of, you know, what he was able to do for the Bucks and the winning seasons that we had. We obviously won a championship 2 years ago.
For the first time in decades.
Yeah, for the first time in 50 years. And so now I feel like after there was so much...
Calling for his head.
Yeah, calling for his head. Now that it's actually happened, it's a little like, well, are we being a little too rash? Like, he just won 2 years ago. I think on Todd's show this morning, it was like, are we expecting perfection? And the truth is, you really can only win. Only one team wins every year. And like anything, like all of the drama, whenever we try to interpret what's happening at the Packers, like there could have been more internal stuff that was happening as far as relationships and decisions and stuff. But I'm sure he'll end up on his feet.
Do you think he'll land somewhere else? Somebody else
probably
will pick him up?
I mean, he is a good coach. As far as like I can understand, like we came out of the regular season the most winning team. And so clearly he knows what he's doing to a certain extent. Now there's criticisms as far as, is he a good playoffs coach? Can he make adjustments as quickly as you need to during the playoffs? Because that was a critique even during the year that we won. So I don't know. I mean, but it was interesting to see, at least on my timelines, the rhetoric change from "we got to get rid of this guy."
He's terrible.
To "aw, he's gone." Like, did we really have to do that? But like, thanks, Bud. Thanks for the memories, Bud.
Should we have broken up so soon?
All right. When we come back, we will do our weekly headline quiz. Play along with us and stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Images. We all have them, but what do we do with them? Why not let Mike Crivello's Camera and Imaging Center turn them into 4x6-inch prints for your brag book? Or big, gorgeous, color-corrected luster, canvas, or metal enlargements for your wall? You may have images, but they're not a picture till they're printed.
Mike Crivello's world is a wonderful world of cameras.
Mike Crivello's on Blue Mound Road in Brookfield.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Next Tech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nexttechglass.com. That's nexttechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 64. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lowest level off around 58. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 79. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are rounding out hour one of our 3 hours on this Friday. I am very excited for the weekend.
Yes.
I would say now that we've made the announcement about the baby, I can be more honest with, I have been so tired by every Friday. Every week is just like, oh God, I can't wait to just not have to think about what news story I should talk about next and just have 48 hours of chilling. And so
a little rest,
but talking about news stories, let's do our weekly quiz that we get from the Morning Brew on, just the headlines of the week.
See how we kept up with stuff.
How much we were paying attention. And this may be something that eventually we create for Wisconsin and take Wisconsin headlines and see how closely everyone's paying attention. But for now, we kindly rip off Morning Brew.
Borrow.
And I do recommend, it's probably my favorite daily news, like aggregator of the headlines and stuff. They're really smart writing. They make it very entertaining. So that's my plug for Morning Brew. But all right, let's start with, which restaurant chain is Olive Garden owner Darden Restaurants acquiring for $715 million? Mm. A, Texas Roadhouse. B, Fogo de Chão Brazilian Steakhouse. C, Outback Steakhouse. D, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Boy, I have no idea. I will go with the first one.
All right. Texas Roadhouse. I feel like I'm just going to let you answer.
Oh, all right. Hang me out alone.
Well, I feel like because it's if I answer and then we... should this be a group effort or should we... Because half the time I feel like I know these because I read Morning Brew every...
Well, that does give you a slight advantage.
Gives me a little slight advantage.
Perhaps. But. Okay, I'll do it.
All right, you'll do it. Yeah. All right, number two. What device is the NYPD handing out to some residents in an effort to curb car thefts?
Oh, this is great.
A, the club wheel lock. B, a mini mag light. C, Apple AirTags. D, Birdie safety alarm.
It is C.
It is, okay. Yep.
We talked about this.
Good guess. Number three. Which late fashion designer's legacy was honored this year's Met Gala theme? A, Oscar de la Renta. B, Karl Lagerfeld. C, Alexander McQueen. D, I always say this wrong. Yves Saint Laurent.
It was Karl. And Karl said some really not nice things.
And a lot
over
of
years.
We didn't really talk about it because I don't. I feel like I care about the Met about as much as I care about tomorrow's coronation.
Fair enough.
Which is like, I looked at some of the outfits.
Yeah.
I'll probably haphazardly, through osmosis, collect what happens tomorrow. But as far as, I have no plans on watching it. Do you?
Oh, good God, no.
Because Paul doesn't care.
No. Paul, my husband is English. He is not a fan of Charles.
Yeah. And I just, I mean, even the, like the wedding, the past weddings and stuff, I've just always been like, I don't really care.
You know, we went to war with them.
Yeah.
Because about the whole monarchy thing. But
about this specific thing.
Yeah, it's interesting.
We did not want to be ruled by them anymore. But anyways, number four, fill in the blank. According to a nature study, for the first time ever, scientists have seen a star devour a piece of satellite debris.
Ooh.
B, asteroid. C, planet. D, gyro.
I'm going with planet.
I did not read that one.
Something is familiar there. I heard something about it, but I'm taking a complete guess.
Okay. Which Broadway show got the most 2023 Tony nominations? Every time the Tony nominations come out, it makes me want to go back to New York.
Just to see shows?
Just to be able to see shows.
I have a friend who does that almost every year. He takes a spring trip to the Big Apple and sees like seven shows over the course of 5 days. And yeah, he's way into it.
Yeah. All right. A, Sun Like It Hot. B, Kimberly Akimbo. C, Leopoldstad. D, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. I did not know that was back on Broadway.
And I think it just got back on Broadway.
Did it really?
A.
All right. Let's see. How do you think? How do you feel?
I feel not good. I am not feeling positive about this one.
You get 4 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one did I get wrong?
Darden is acquiring Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Okay, that's I got that.
I think
wrong.
That's the one you wrote. Yeah. I did read about that. As far as it's funny to think about the owners of Olive Garden also owning Ruth's Chris. It's a little different, but.
Slightly.
And then the NYPD is giving Apple AirTags to some residents.
Like 500 of them.
Which is definitely, first of all, not enough. And also, I feel like it's also kind of, forgive me, but, you know, it's kind of the argument that, like, police don't prevent crime. They typically show up after crime's already been done. And so it just feels like a metaphor for that. It's like, well, here's the air tag so you can find your car after it was stolen.
And likely trash.
And likely not, you know, functional anymore.
They didn't park it somewhere nice.
Anyways, the Met Gala's theme honored Karl Lagerfeld's legacy. Yeah, he was, there's a lot of people who boycotted it entirely because of kind of how the controversial things he said over his career. But I think that was, at least some of the stuff that I read, that was also by design because Anna Wintour wanted people talking.
She got her wish. I just find it interesting that men who have criticisms like that about other women or about women think that they're so gorgeous. I don't know, Carl. You were okay.
God, I saw, we have 2 minutes left. All right. Tell me to come back to a Michelle Wolf joke.
All right.
Scientists saw a star devour a planet for the first time. I have to go look that up. And then Sun Like It Hot got the most 2023 Tony nominations.
Wow, that was a complete stab in the dark.
I think I had seen that one, and because I didn't know that that was on Broadway.
Well, enjoy it while you can, folks, because the touring company is not going to be able to go to a whole bunch of states because it can't do drag anymore.
Oh, is there drag in that show?
Some Like It Hot?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Jeez. That's a really good point. What happens as far as when it's part of a show?
Naughty.
All right. Anyways, there's a, I came across a Michelle Wolf, who's a comedian, joke about how straight women and why we became like the idiocracy of us becoming friends with gay men instead of lesbians. She's like, we would have been friends with lesbians. It's like, hey, come with us. We learned how to build a functional society. And instead we befriended gay men who were like, you're ugly. And it's like, I like him because he's mean to me in a different way. And I immediately send that to my gay best friend. So, all right, when we come back, State Senator Kelda Royce will be here and we're going to talk about more what's going on with the budget since she sits on the Joint Finance Committee. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said,
If you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources, and
WFHR Services Administration. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cran.